This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ما بعد اليوم العاشر من شهر شوال 1444 الموافق لواحد من شهر مايو 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك الداء والدواء أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين ويرفع درجته في العليين. So inshallah today will be the first class after a long break. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a success and we will continue with our journey inshallah until the end of the book بإذن الواحد الأحد. So last time whoever was following us knows that we were talking about the أنواع الحب مراتب الحب, the stages of love, you know, that people have in this dunya. And Ibn al-Qayyim was explaining to us which one is right and which one is wrong. Which one is right and which one is wrong. So today he will talk about a new chapter that talks about arba'atu anwa'i al-muhabba, the four types of muhabba. So he says faslun wa ha huna arba'atu anwa'i min al-muhabbati يجب التفريق بينها وإنما ضل من ضل بعدم التمييز بينها وها هنا أربعة أنواع من المحبة يجب التفريق بينها وإنما ضل من ضل بعدم التمييز بينها. He says we have here four types of محبة which a person need to understand the difference between all of them. And most of the people who are misguided became misguided because they don't understand this fact that there is a difference between these muhabbat. أحدها محبة الله عز وجل. The first one is محبة الله, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. محبة الله, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تكفي وحدها في النجاة من عذاب الله والفوز بثوابه. Having the claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough to save a person from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to be among the successful one, you know, on the day of judgment, those who will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taken to paradise. So he says the first one is muhabbatullah. Al-Mujarrada, he says the one that is just ordinary muhabbatullah, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not enough to save a person from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not enough also to take a person to that best place that he might be looking for. قَالَ فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَعُبَّادَ الصَّلِيبِ وَالْيَهُودَ وَغَيْرَهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Because you have the mushrikeen, yeah, وعباد الصليب, and those who are worshipping the salib, these are the Christian, right? واليهود, and the Yahud, وغيرهم, and many, many, many. If you ask them, they will tell you, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حبون الله, they said, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we work with the ظاهر that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to what they mentioned. So, but this love which they have did not benefit them in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn al-Qayyim says, to ordinary just claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to say that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the belief that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough. You have to attach to it something which he will be mentioning after that, because you will just be like anyone who claims this. The mushrikun, the ubad al-asnam, the ubad al-salib, and the Yahud and the Christian, all of them will claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many others. Athaniya, so this is the first one. Mujarradul Muhabba. Athaniya, Muhabbatu ma yuhibbuhu Allah. Yeah, because you might love somebody, but you don't love what he wants. Yeah, whatever he asks you, you don't do. But you said, I love him. The second type of muhabba is muhabbatu ma yuhibbu Allah. Loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Why didn't he say muhabbatu Allahi ma'a muhabbati ma yuhibbu Allah? Because the second one necessitates the first one. There's no way for you to say that you love what somebody loves unless if you love that person. Because this statement is tabi'. It's a result of the first one. You love him, as a result, you love what he wants, and you love what he loves. So he says, "Mahabbatu ma yuhibbu Allah," loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. وَهَذِهِ هِيَ الَّتِي تُدْخِلُهُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. This is the mahabba that gets a person into Islam. A person enters Islam because of this mahabba. وَتُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ. And it takes him out of kufr. وَأَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَقْوَمُهُمْ بِهَذِهِ وَأَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَقْوَمُهُمْ بِهَذِهِ الْمُحَبَّةِ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِيهَا. The best and the most beloved person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who fulfills this type of muhabba more than the rest. The more you have of this type of muhabba, the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you love that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him closer to him. And the more you have of this type of muhabba, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing you closer to him. So this is the second type of muhabba. Assalamu alaikum. Please. Okay, so that's the second type of muhabba. Muhabbatu ma yuhibbu Allahu azza wa jalla. Loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Qala wa hadhihi allati hiya allati tudkhiluhu fil islami wa tukhrijuhu min al-kufr. Wa ahabbu an-nasi ila Allah aqwamuhum bi hadhihi al-muhabbati wa ashadduhum fiha. Al-thalith, al-hubbu lillahi wa fihi. Loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving lillah azza wa jalla wa fillah. So you love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa hiya min lawazimi mahabbati ma yuhibbu wa la tastaqimu mahabbatu ma yuhibbu illa bil hubbi fihi wa lahu. And this is one of the necessities of mahabbati ma yuhib. You know, the second one is to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The third one, not only loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, but others also, when you love them, you are loving them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're loving them also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim says, if you qualify the second one, min lawazimiha, one of the necessities of the second type of muhabba is to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to have your love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and also whatever you are doing is going to be for the sake of Allah. Loving others also is going to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you love what he loves and you love others also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala wa la tastaqimu muhabbatu ma yuhibbu illa bil hubbi fihi. You know, there is no way for a person to have, you know, the title of somebody who could be, described as somebody who loves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, illa bil hubbi fillah, except if he loves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa lahu, and he loves lillahi azza wa jal, for Allah, and also lillahi azza wa jal. So this is the third type. والرابعه قال المحبه مع الله عز وجل. Loving with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهي المحبة الشركية والعياذ بالله. So you have the first category and the second and the third. These are يعني the second and the third, these are okay. And the first one, فيها خدش. Somebody says, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like that. So he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like that. But he doesn't love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Yeah. And his loves also to others is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's for the dunya. He doesn't like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like. And also his loves for others and other things is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the first one is rejected, but it is lesser in terms of what do you call evil than the fourth one. Do you get the idea? And it might be okay, you know, somehow if you relate it to the last one. Because you have so many Muslims who claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, but unfortunately their actions are not supporting that claim. But they don't do shirk. You get it? So they have some, you know, what do you call, points they meet with the mushrikeen, but they are not mushrikeen. You get it? So they are not mushrikeen. That kind of mahabba is still good, although they don't substantiate it. They don't support it with any evidence, yeah, practical evidence, to qualify them as those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the only one that left with us is the second and the third. The second and the third, somebody who loves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So it gets him inside Islam. It takes him out of kufr. Because whoever claims that he loves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and he put this into practice, for sure he has to be out of kufr. And he has to be inside Islam. Because the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from us is what? Islam. So he must go out of kufr and get inside Islam. But you have others who are better than this. They love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And also in their activities, they're only doing anything they do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make him happy. You have the last one, which is al-muhabbatu ma'allahi azzawajal, loving with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa hiya al-muhabbatu shirkiyya. And this is the muhabba that is based on shirk. Qala wa kullu man ahabba shay'an ma'allahi la lillahi ولا من أجله ولا فيه فقد اتخذه ندا من دون الله. Ibn Qayyim says, whoever loves anything together with Allah, not لأجل الله, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is taking that object as ند لله عز وجل. مثيل, شبيه, you know, an object of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذه محبة المشركين. This is the محبة المشركين. مشركون, they will tell you, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those one they took other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. What is the form of their shirk? They love them the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they love them in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be loved. قَالَ وَبَقِيَ قِسْمٌ خَامِسٌ لَيْسَ مِمَّا نَحْنُ فِيهِ وَهِيَ الْمَحَبَّةُ الطَّبِيعِيَّةِ. He said, we have the fifth category. It's not what we are, part of what we are discussing. He said, this is the natural love that people have. وهي ميل الإنسان إلى ما يلائم طبعه, to be inclining towards that which your nature agrees with. Yeah, that's the simple meaning of mahabba. Yeah, your tabi'a is inclining to something, you know, something that your tabi'a agrees with, so you just like to be with that thing. كمحبة العطشان للماء. The thirsty person loves water. Yeah, that's natural love. وَالْجَائِعِ لِلطَّعَمِ. And the hungry person loving food. وَمَحَبَّةِ النَّوْمِ لِأَهْلِ يُوَائِهِ. When did Ibn Qayyim get UI? ومحبة النوم and loving sleep for the human being. Is it طبيعي to like to sleep? Yes, it's طبيعي. It's part of our nature. When somebody doesn't sleep, that means he is sick. Yeah, naturally we need to sleep. حتى قال الشاعر ناموا ولا تستيقظوا ما فاز إلا النوم. ومحبة النوم والزوجة. Loving your wife is equal to sleeping. A person loves his wife, right? But nowadays we have a big question mark. Yeah. You Allah. A very big question mark to be kept. Because people before the marriage, mashallah, life is excellent. And a few days after the marriage also is excellent. But after that, even to talk to the wife sometimes, yeah. All of our commands and our statements are very harsh. You know, life now become normal. And then thinking of the second generation will start to emerge. Yeah. Anyway, so muhabbat al-zawja, tabi'i, a person to be like that. That's why, because it is tabi'ah. In Islam, if there is a case between Muhammad and his wife Karima, and there is a case between Karima and another person, you know, Muhammad cannot be witness. Why? They will just, the judge will say, she is your wife. We can never trust you in her. But how about the opposite? They trust. She can come and be, can come and be witness, either against or for. They trust sometimes. Although if I'm a judge, I will not trust if the life is very good and okay. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say in a very simple way, we really need to readjust and readdress this matter. What happens? You know, why before the marriage is always good? And after the marriage, it's also good and excellent. But after a few days, then life go back to the very normal. What exactly is going on? We need to address this matter, because it was supposed to be continuous until the time you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, you're going to have clashes, for sure. Between your tongue and your teeth also fight sometimes. Am I right? Yeah, sometimes one of them, no, only one is biting the other one. Yeah. So if this clash can take place, that's meant to be between you and somebody who is not part of you also can happen. But tolerance and understanding the sunnah of the Prophet is necessary for people to succeed. I heard one of our scholars saying that I started to wonder, is there any house amongst the houses of the Muslim community that is at peace, you know? Because of the the amount of the cases that are coming to him on a daily basis, you know. And subhanAllah, that was his time. In our time, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Anyway, هذا الكلام مكانه الآخر. قال ومحبة الزوجة والولد and the kids. Really, this one, there is no issue on it. Although we love our kids, but in the wrong way. Yeah, because we let them do whatever they want. These are the matters of tarbiyah. The true love is not what we are doing nowadays. The true love is a love that is based on atifa, al-lutf, and mercy, which is adorned by al-hazm. A person should be, subhanAllah, very, very, very hazim in his tarbiyah to the kids. They approach him, they know that they are approaching somebody who is very merciful to them and not an alien. You know, they're happy to be with him. They do whatever they want. They don't feel fear or afraid of him. But at the same time, they know that they are dealing with a parent who knows what to do. And the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not supposed to be violated in his kingdom. That's kind of love that is supposed to be given to the children. Yeah, you put them in the right way. They know what to do by themselves without having them doing it because they are afraid of you, which is our case now. Either they do everything or they do what you want them to do because they are afraid of your jabrut, you know, نسأل الله السلام والعافية. قال فتلك لا تذم إلا إذا ألهت عن ذكر الله. This kind of love is not blamed. A person is not blameworthy except if it distracts him from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it distracts him from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he will be blamed. وَشَغَلَتْ عَنْ مَحَبَّتِهِ. And it distracts a person, when it distracts a person from loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be blamed. كما قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say don't love your kids, but he says don't you ever let your wealth and your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get it? So you love them, but make sure that you have barriers, you have boundaries, you know. There are limits which are not supposed to be crossed. Yeah. So you love them in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and don't let them drag you and to cause you to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى رِجَالٌ لَا تُنْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. He was praising those righteous people and the iman in their heart. He said, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُنْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. You have people, you know, who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those places of worship. He said a masajid. And these people, لَا تُلِهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٍ. They never got distracted by business. And they never got distracted by, بَيْء. You know, تِجَارَة or بَيْء. These are all trade or transaction or any form of dealing. Nothing is distracting them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. How many are these type of people in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nowadays? Business comes first. Yeah. Business comes first. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to go for the business. No problem. He makes it halal for you. But at the same time, you should recognize the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't let it get contradicted by anything. Anything. Business or whatever, you shouldn't contradict the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something. So it's like you just have that job, you know. You have no job except that. So once you're done with it, and then you go to other businesses. You know, the job of Allah, the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do, this is the only job you have. You have to believe in this. And you can only go for something else when this one is over. Yeah. So that's why if you're doing your business, if you believe in this, when they make adhan, you leave the business and go to the masjid. Yeah. When there is something which is obligatory, upon you comes, you leave it and go. When haram business comes, you don't hesitate. You don't even care. Just leave it and go. But subhanAllah, are we like that? You know, we hesitate. We think millions of times before we stay away from something that we know is impermissible Islamically. So that shows that we don't observe the real purpose of life, which is العبادة لله عز وجل. قال فصل الخلة ثم الخلة. And the next after he mentioned, I think the last one was عشق, right? Yeah. The next one talking about مراتب المحبة الخلة. Yeah. قال ثم الخلة وهي تتضمن كمال المحبة ونهايتها. The peak of love is خلة. After the خلة is عبادة. Yeah, the peak of love is خلة. بحيث لا يبقى في قلب المحب ساعة لغير محبوبه. Yeah, this is a kind of love that nobody takes. I mean, that you reach the peak of love in a way there is no space that left, you know, which is not occupied by that love in your heart. Yeah. You get it? It has a price, you know. How can you claim this? But this is what khulla is all about. to have your heart being dominated by that love. Every single space in your heart is dominated by that love. وَهِيَ مَنْصِبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ الْمُشَارَكَةَ بِوَجْهِمَا. There's a position that does not tolerate and accept association. They cannot accept partnership at all. It just have to be alone. وَهَذَا الْمَنْصِبُ خَاصٌ لِلْخَلِيلَيْ. Yeah. This mansib, this position, is only given for two people. Can somebody join them in the future? No. The case is closed. Only two people got that. And this is Khalilay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhima Ibrahim wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's a position that only Ibrahim got it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Ibrahim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given that khulla. That's between Allah and his creation. Only two people got it. Subhanallah. Ya laha min karama. That's why in human beings, with no doubt, these are the best people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Ibrahim and his son, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad is on top of Ibrahim because he has virtues with Ibrahim, did not come closer to them. Ibrahim is placed and located in the heaven number 7. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken far beyond that during the visit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله اتخذني خليلا كما اتخذ إبراهيم خليلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me as his khalil, just like the way he took Ibrahim also as his khalil. So Rasulullah is Khalilur Rahman, just like the way Ibrahim also was Khalilur Rahman. Of his Sahihain, أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كنت متخذا من أهل الأرض خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. ولكن صاحبكم خليل الله. He says, if I am to take anyone as my khalil, I will definitely take Abu Bakr as my khalil. If I am to accept somebody to be my khalil, Abu Bakr is going to be my khalil. قال ولكن صاحبكم خليل الرحمة خليل الله. But your friend is referring to himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the khalil of Ar-Rahman. That's why he couldn't take Abu Bakr as khalil, which means if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts you as his khalil, you cannot take anyone as khalil. Yeah. You get it? That's why Ibn Qayyim says it's a muhabba that dominates the heart completely. Because if you're going to take somebody as khalil, then why do you put that hulla? There is no space, because muhabba is amal qalbi, is an act of the heart. So if you have khalil, where do you put another khalil? That's why khullatuna, you know, fima baynana, يعني خلا ناقصة. I don't want to say كاذبة, but ناقصة. Yeah, a person will tell his wife, yeah, I love you so much, but في النفس الشيء. وفي حديث آخر إني أبرأ إلى كل خليل من خلتي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I am disconnected myself from any خلا, you know, that somebody might claim he has with me. He says, I'm returning every khulla that somebody might think I have to him, back to him. The ordinary love, this one remains. But to have the martabat al-khulla between me and somebody, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I cut this off. وَلَمَّا سَأَلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَلْوَلَدَ فَأُعْطِيَهُ وَتَعَلَّقَ حُبُّهُ بِقَلْبِهِ فَأَخَذَ مِنْهُ شُعْبَةً. غار الحبيب على خليله. He says, when Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child after that long age, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the child after that old age, وتعلق حبه بابنه. Is it natural? Yes, natural. Question: Ibrahim, does he love his son? Yes. Even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed him,
Yes. Because we are not talking about mujarrad al-mahabba. I'm saying this because I heard one of the du'at, and he, subhanAllah, I had it after his lecture, I have a conversation, very hot conversation with him. The end of the day, he understands where am I coming from, but it seems he doesn't want to understand. He's believing that Ibrahim removes all the love for his son from his heart. I told him, no, there is no nas, you know, from the Quran that talks about that. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from his heart and he doesn't want from him is to favor that love over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the basis of the test, and this is what you will see from Ibn al-Qayyim. Not to say that Allah removed the love of Ismail from his heart completely. No, that never happened, because this is hubbu tabi'i. Hubbu tabi'i. But love that reached the martabatul khulla, that one is cancer and removed, because he can't take anyone, whether he's his child or somebody else, as Khalil after knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that title. So when his heart gets connected to the child so much, and it takes some part of the heart, you know. So that's been, now there is kind of shirk between that muhabba of khulla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the muhabba to the walad. غار الحبيب على خليله أن يكون في قلبه موضع لغيره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that. So the jealousy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works here. Allah doesn't want to see in his heart, after Ibrahim knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him as Khalil, Allah will never tolerate Ibrahim putting anyone in the heart in that position. فأمر بذبح. فأمره بذبح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to slaughter him. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ أَوْ الْعَظِيمُ. You know, this is a very, 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 you know, tough and harsh test. First of all, he doesn't have the child for a long time. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him at this old age. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him to slaughter the child. When the child, you know, started to reach the age of maturity, لَمَّا بَلَغَ مَهُ السَّعْيَ. The child now is big and he understands things also, you know. At that time, you know, all the hopes are there. You have an heir who will inherit you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to slaughter him. فَأَمَرَهُ بِذَبْحِهِ وَكَانَ الْأَمْرُ فِي الْمَنَامِ لِيَكُونَ تَنْفِيذُ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهِ أَعْظَمُ ابْتِلَاءً وَامْتِحَانًا. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send an angel just like that to go to him in the normal circumstance, where the angel will just come and talk to him. You know, it's more serious, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him see the command in the dream. He might just say, but that's dream, you know. He knows that dreams are also correct. Dream for the prophet is true dream. But this one is really hard. Slaughtering his son, he might just wake up and say, no, that's for sure, this is just a dream, you know. So Ibn Qayyim says, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him by giving him the command through the dream, so that the test will be tougher. He get idea, because if Jibreel came to him not in the dream and told him what to do, that's very straightforward, you know, no ta'wil goes in. But in the dream, subhanAllah, so that he will understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim as Khalil. And he says, Ibtala Ibrahim Rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa'atammahun. He passed all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. Walam yakun al-maqsud dhabha al-walad. The purpose was not about slaughtering the child. Walakin al-maqsud dhabhuhu min qalbihi. To slaughter the child in the heart. The one that exists in the heart, not the one that exists physically. Very nice expression, right? ذبحه من قلبه ليخلص القلب للرب عز وجل. So that ليخلص القلب للرب عز وجل. So that Ibrahim will purify his heart, or يخلص القلب للرب عز وجل. The قلب will be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. There is somebody who exists there. That one should be taken out. So that's what that slaughtering is. Slaughtering is represented. You know, even the Malikis, they said, they go with the majority. The majority of the scholars said, if a person killed his child, do we kill him? No. لا يقتل والده بولده. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Person killed his child, wouldn't kill. This is the opinion of the vast majority of the scholars because of this hadith. Why? Because they can not imagine a person killing his child. That's why they turn any killing that happens from the father or the mother to the child as an intentional murder. They do not intend it. Because of the intensive amount of mercy, you know, they can't imagine. The Maliki says, except إذا أخذه وأبجعه وأخذ السكين وذبحه. They said, unless if he brings him, you put him to the ground and take a knife and slaughter him. They said, now we know that that mercy that exists, which prevented him from being killed because he killed his child, is gone. And as such, we can also kill because that mercy doesn't exist. I want you to relate it somehow with this, you know. Dhabh, when he asked him to slaughter him, take an idea, you know, this, there is no mistake in this, you know. Take him and put him to the ground. Take the knife and slaughter him. There is no mistake in it. Somebody taking a stick and hitting the boy, yeah, we can say it might be by mistake he hit his head and he passed away, you know. This one, I put him to the ground and bring the knife, and then he tells us, wallah, I did not intend to do that. So the intention, the purpose was not to slaughter Ismail, but to slaughter the Ismail that exists in the heart. That one. قال فلما بادر الخليل الى الامتثال سبحان الله. He just told his son, اني ارى في المنام اني اذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. What do you think? I saw in a dream that I'm still training. What do you think? And the child says, يا ابتي افعل ما امرك الله او ما امرت. Which one? ما امرت. He says, افعل ما تؤمر. And what I was trying to say is, افعل ما بدالك. He did not say, إِفْعَلْ مَا بَدَلَكَ, do whatever you wish. No. He said, إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. مَا تُؤْمَرْ يَعْنِي. He is reminding him that this is a command from Allah. It's not yours. This is a command from Allah. Just go ahead. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. You can see the athar of the tarbiyah, al-tayyibah. You know, you can understand what kind of house Ibrahim has. SubhanAllah. Yeah, nowadays we live in the time of why. Yeah, when you tell your child, do this, why? Qala Rasulullah, why? They turn in the angry face, you know. They also have to do their own analysis before they go for it. But this one says, if al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min al-ghadibin, min al-sabirin, he says. He says, you will find me bi-iznillahi azza wa jal, من الصابرين. والله you can see كم في التربية, you know. إن شاء الله he says. He doesn't say ستجدني من الصابرين. Doesn't confirm, he said إن شاء الله. Yeah, because this is a very tough test. He knows that only if Allah SWT strengthen his heart. He said ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. قال الله عز وجل فلما أسلم. Both of them submitted to the command of Allah SWT وتله للجبين. Ibrahim accepted to do it, but it's not easy for him to see the face of his child, and he's putting the knife on him. So he turned it upside down to put the knife from underneath and slaughter from that place. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّوْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّوْيَا. You have already done what you are commanded to do, and that's it. قال بادر الخليل إلى الامتثال وقدم محبة ربه على محبة ولده. He prefer the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the love of his child. حصل المقصود فرفع الذبح. So the purpose took place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated the slaughtering. Yeah, what else? SubhanAllah. Already the child in the heart is being slaughtered. By having him quickly commanded, taking the knife, putting on the neck of his child. Now, before he starts moving, Allah SWT says, wait. قَالَ وَفُدِيَ الْوَلَدُ بِذِبْحِ نَظِيمٍ. The child was ransomed with that ذبح العظيم. That's sheep that was brought by the angels to Ibrahim alayhi as-salam to replace the ذبح. فَإِنَّ الرَّبَّ تَعَالَى مَا أَمَرَ بِشَيْءٍ ثُمَّ أَبْطَلَهُ رَأْسًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah, we have to understand this. Allah never commanded us to do something and just destroy it like that. No. بَلَّا بُدَّ أَنْ يَبْقَى بَعْضُهُ أَوْ بَدَلَهُ. You must have some part of it being remaining, or the replacement will take place. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He asks you to do something and He abrogated it, He will not just abrogate it entirely. He will keep some or replace that one with something else. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. We never abrogated something except that we bring the best or we replace it with the thing which is similar to it. And that thing will be the best for the humankind to do. قال بل لابد أن يبقى بعضه أو بدله كما أبقى شريعة الفداء. شريعة الفداء remains, right? كما أبقى شريعة الفداء. Do we have الفداء? Yeah, we still have فداء in Islam. In the battles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا مَنَّا بَعَدُوا وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً. We still have the شريعة الفداء. Slaves. Yes. Allahu Akbar. Please give our salam to her. So we still have the شريعة الفداء remaining in us. وَكَمَا أَبْقَى اسْتِحْبَابَ الصَّدَقَةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ الْمُنَاجَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةِ. Is it abrogated? No. أَبْقَى اسْتِحْبَاب. It used to be wajib, but now it remains mustahab. Whenever you meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to provide some charity to the needy. وَكَمَا أَبْقَى الْخَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ بَعَدَ رَفْعِ الْخَمْسِينَ وَأَبْقَى ثَوَابَهَا. The خمس صلوات, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He kept خمس. You know, it used to be خمسي. Allah did not abrogate the whole thing and keep it zero, no salah, completely. He kept part of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did He do? أَبْقَى الثَّوَابِ. The thawab al-khamsin, the 50 prayers, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving you if you pray 50 times, remains. That you only have to pray 5 times. Subhanallah. Ya laha min ni'ma. Wa qala, la yubaddalu al-qawlu ladayya. My statement will not change. That means it will remain 5 until the day of judgment. Hiya khamsun fil fi'li wa hiya khamsuna fil ajri. In terms of practice, it's only 5 prayers. But the reward is the reward of 50 prayers. Every prayer carries how many rewards? Minimum of 10 rewards. You get an idea? Every prayer carries the reward of minimum of 20 prayers. If you say the reward of 5 prayers, then you get 50 rewards. Right? 10 times 5, 50. And if you say the reward of 50 prayers, that means each one of them has 10 rewards. So 10 times 50. That's the minimum reward you get when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the 5 daily prayers. Ya Allah, this is really, really great ni'mah. That's why we can be able, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jalla, to reach the high position when we meet Him on the Day of Judgment, much better than our predecessors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this ni'mah, ya Allah, to restrict ourselves to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in this dunya, and also to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consciously and with full of khushu', and to love the prayer and to be part of the Ahlu al-Deen. So I guess this is the best place to stop, inshallah. In the next time, next week, inshallah, we will come to continue from where we stopped. Barakallahu feekum. Rahman, if you have a question, let's have like 2-3 minutes, inshallah.
Is someone sinful if he is delaying a left fast from Ramadan?
He has a balance of Ramadan, he did not do. Yeah, according to the majority of the scholars, it is a sinful act for a person to delay it until the next Ramadan. He can delay it until Shaban, but he has to make it up before the next Ramadan arrives. Yeah, if he let the next Ramadan arrives without finishing the fast, and he doesn't have also any excuse, then he has to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need to give any fidya, according to the best opinion, inshallah, but he has to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's if he doesn't have any excuse. But if he has excuse, then it's okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. I hope you are a great Eid. I am very desperate.
Very great Eid. Yeah, I live with Shabab here, so that's very great Eid.
I'm very desperate for a halal marriage. I'm sacrificing a lot in order to get one. It has become my motivation for a lot of stuff.
Very good question.
Should I be worried that it could drive me away from my longer term goals, as I seem to be very obsessed with this one?
What is this one? Another person? The marriage or the...
Looking for a halal marriage.
Yeah, I have to ask, what is halal marriage? I don't know, what is the halal marriage? What is the definition of halal marriage? Ah, so that's what we call halal marriage. Ya Allah. So his question now is?
It is, should I be worried that it would drive me away from my longer term goals? And I seem to be very obsessed with this one.
Looking for halal marriage.
Yeah.
No, it's part of our journey to look for halal marriage. Yeah, halal marriage meaning that you do your marriage according to the halal way. No chatting and talking with the future person. No, no anything. Just you go and you see and you agree, she agrees, and then just decide when to come and marry, and that's it. That's a halal marriage. This is part of our journey. It's an act of worship to believe in this and to work for it. So it doesn't affect that long a term purpose. If the long-term purpose is referring to the objective in life, it doesn't affect it. It is part of it, actually. That whatever I do, I make sure that I'm doing the halal way. So keep struggling to look for the person that will make you happy in the future because they were righteous. Yeah. Allah grant you the best. Allahumma ameen.
I just have a question regarding must to have three
that one. It cheats me for his question that I did not answer. I can't remember. I saw your question. I tried to recall a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says must to have three rules. Must, I never heard of something called must to have three rules. But is there any practice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is making them in three roles? I can't remember. Yeah. Inshallah. Yeah. Remind me somehow to check for you, or if you can go to Ahkam al-Janais. Ahkam al-Janais li Sheikh Nasiruddin al-Albani. Yeah, you might get something from that. Yeah, I mean, we learn the book in Inti College. The Bulugh al-Maram, because it started there. When we reached the Kitab al-Janais, so we brought that book, we finish it, and then we come back to the Bulugh. That's why Bulugh doesn't want to finish until now. And also in the Book of Salah, we bring Sifr Salat al-Nabi also. Yeah. So Bulugh al-Maram has so many babies, you know. Yes, Uthman. الحمد لله كثيرا طيب I know it depends on what does he mean by shortening the prayer. Reading that dua doesn't mean that the prayer is made long. Yeah, it itself is short. Yeah, even if you reach walayam fa dhal jadd min kal jadd. Anas ibn Malik prayed behind Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He says, ما رأيت أحدا أشبه صلاة بصلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذا الشاء. He says, I've never seen somebody whose prayer is similar to the prayer of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم than this person. And one of the things he praises is that when he makes ruku, I mean, he gives the tranquility it's right. Yeah. Nowadays, we don't have this. A person between the two sujood is like, you know, no. Saying that we have to be lenient, gentle to the ma'mumin, doesn't mean we should move very quickly and very fast. Yeah, so those adi'iyah, you should do them. I mean, don't exaggerate and relax and keep making the long dua. Yeah, the ma'mumin will be in trouble. But at the same time, be moderate. Yeah, to pick up some of the adi'iyah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do them. Yeah, inshallah.
I'm matching a male and a female to a marriage. In being the middle person, shall I leave them for a while to speak between themselves, or should I stay all the time with them?
They shouldn't have long journey in being together. So technically, it's going to be, if they're going to do it correct according to the previous question, halal marriage, according to the previous question, then they're going to meet maybe once or twice, if there is a need for the second meeting. Otherwise, the first meeting is more than enough. Yeah, trust me, all of these talking that people have is not just unnecessary things, but they might bring evil more than the way they bring good. Yeah. Inshallah, inshallah. Yeah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim. Yeah, even Ibrahim, what I was referring to, that sheikh was wrong. That da'i, you know, he came to us, a very good tayyib person, you know. But in that statement, he was wrong. He was saying that Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَبَحَ حُبَّ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ بِالْكَامِلِ. And then he doesn't love any, doesn't like his child. I said, no, this is wrong. Ibrahim loves Ismail. Yeah, he loves him. Even after the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter him, he loves. Because the purpose of that slaughtering is not to stop Ibrahim from loving his child, because this is natural. Yeah, this is natural. It's not to stop him from loving his child, but is to test him whether he will favor his child more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the test, not about removing him. Otherwise, you can see this more apparent in the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his children so much, and he said it. Yeah, and he's a Khalilullah, but he says, I love him so much. Whoever loves him, whoever loves me, he should love him. They ask him, man ahabbu an-nas ilayk? Qala Aisha. Get it? Who do you love the most? He says, Aisha. Yeah. Which most of us will not. Actually, even to ask this question sometimes is offensive. Right? Who do you love the most? Why? Why this question? The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he loves Aisha, and practically he showed that he loves her. But you can see the sign of the khulla is always apparent in him. That's why when Aisha you know, regardless of that love, when she did something wrong, immediately the Prophet ﷺ will change and get very angry, actually, very mad at her. That means the khulla is there, is still intact, you know, very much. So there is no contradiction between the normal and the natural love and the khulla that exists. Yeah, so Khalilur Rahman, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he loves his children. He loves them so much. And Rasulullah also loved his children. So what I was saying is that Da'i was wrong in his approach, saying that Ibrahim doesn't like his... And subhanAllah, me and some other brothers, it was very difficult for us to convince him. At the end of the day, it looks like that he just prefer to just stick to his opinion. We just leave him. Yeah. That Ibrahim doesn't like his children. Yeah. Where did he get it? But this is his own version of extraction. Yeah. He's also quoting from Ibn al-Qayyim. But this is the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim. And almost exactly the same thing he was quoting. But he translated in the way he thinks it should be translated. Allah grant us good.
Should we fast a sunnah fast if we are sick and are seeking extra reward for fasting while being sick?
It depends on the sickness. If it is going to put you into trouble and you will face difficulty when you fast, it's not good to fast. It's not sunnah to fast. It's sunnah not to fast, actually. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the same reward you will receive when you fast. Yeah. That's why the scholar said it's like Allah is giving you a gift, but you are telling him, I don't want. Yeah, because he says if you don't fast because of sickness or journey, and you used to fast that fast, I will give you the same thing you used to get. Yeah, so it's better to stay away from fasting.
Can I give phone to my kids? They are around 3 years old, and I can't find cartoons without music.
3 years old, giving them phone to watch cartoons. Well, I try your best to see how to replace all of these things with other alternatives, because now it is becoming disease. Yeah, disease. So as much as you can prevent your kids from using the phone, do it. This is my advice. Yeah. It's a very dangerous decision to be made. If you can avoid them from using phones, you know, until the time they graduate from the secondary school. Do it. Yeah, I know it's very tough these days, but unfortunately, our children, they are distracted so much because of the force. So it's my personal advice to anyone who I love good for, your kids shouldn't be given phone until they graduate from the school. When they go to the university, buy them whatever smartphone you want to buy for them, because they are supposed to be matured and knowing what to do. Yeah, and secondary school, they don't need phones. At all, they don't need phones. Very conservative thinking, but I think this is what works nowadays.
Sheikh, you mentioned the four types of mahabba. So the first one is...
Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned.
Sorry. Love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You also mentioned that just to say that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough.
Of course.
So you have to attach something to it.
To it, definitely.
What could that something
be? The second mahabba that we mentioned. Loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Mm. That means you have to practice also what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. Yeah, I love Allah. Everyone says they love Allah. Yeah, ask anyone who is not praying and he calls himself Muslim, do you love Allah? What do you think they will say? We love Allah. Yeah, any corrupt, even the gangsters, if they are Muslim, do you love Allah? They will tell you, yes, we love him. Rabbul Alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal. They will mention all of these praises. But he doesn't pray. He doesn't fast. He doesn't do this and that. What love he has to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just a claim, yeah. And he might love, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his claim. And he does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him to do of those wajibat. But when it comes to his dunya and doing things with others, he does it not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in Allah's cause. So his love is going to be very deficient. Last question. Oh, finish. Actually, the question finished. Oh, mashallah. On time. Okay, thank you very much. I'm really happy that we resume our classes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and good and be with us wherever we are. إنه بكل جميل كفيل سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته